Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Fox moves to third. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Minoso scores. Robinson moves to third. Coleman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce juggles the ball. That's an error on Pierce. Hegan moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Wright moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobie is called out on strikes. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive to center field. Coleman throws towards Dente. Dente fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dente. Avila goes all the way around to score. Rosen moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 2 in the game. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierce for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Avila is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Feller juggles the ball. That's an error on Feller. Rodriguez scores. Dente moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dente scores. Pierce moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pierce moves to third. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Pierce scores. Fox moves to third. Wright moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson is walked intentionally. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.